I think most of my burden got discharged when we, through the fellowship, you know, the last three sessions, and you know, just add a little bit more is the, you know, the because we our primary burden, you know, this weekend is especially concerned for the young working saints in this area. It still is. I think it will be, I believe the Lord is very jealous for you all, knowing, you know, the kind of, you know, the challenges that you are in. I mean, the age is what it is. You cannot, it's not in our control. I mean, this is, the age is going to run its course, and we are not going to do anything, and we are not charged by the Lord to do anything, to change it, to rebel against it, you know, to have a revolt. No, this is not our place. I mean, the world is going to take its course. But we, as God's people, we need to know what God's will is and where we are, so that as we are seeing this age changing and moving in that kind of a direction, you know, how do we position ourselves, right? The Lord indeed is doing something really wonderful. I mean, it's the I mentioned a little bit about, you know, you see the world situation, the Jewish nation, the restoration, and then the world, the politics, the war, and even you know, the social, all the confusion, the corruption in our society, and also the even the related to the gospel, you know, it is you know, it has reached to all the world, and and there's another element also in helping us to know our time today, to know where we are, is to also to also see the on the side of the church what the Lord has, his desire is to cause his people to know him, to experience him subjectively, and to be built up as his body. This is something that for the last 2,000 years, since the passing of the apostles, you know, it has not been brought up, it has not been completed until just, you know, especially through the British Brethren beginning to have some breakthrough revelation, and then our brothers, particularly Brother Nee, Brother Lee, you know, standing on the shoulders of these ones, and then to take us further on and to bring us where we are today. I mean, these are all significant things. I mean, we just met with these graduate trainees, you know, you know, those one who have passed through the full-time training and, you know, been able to receive such a good deposit, you know, in the 2 years of training. I mean, these are not insignificant matters, right? I mean, you are hearing things that people have yearned to hear. You're seeing things that so many have yearned to see. And now, in a very somewhat convenient way in the training, all these are being poured into you. And the Lord's recovery, you know, has been brought to such a level. You know, we are still on the subject, you know, on the, you know, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, right? And now we are coming to the final part from the book of Revelation, right? In other words, my burden is, you know, saints, we have to step back and to see the big picture, right? What is the Lord doing, right? You see, the world is you know, all the things, all the happenings, you know, all the chaos. And then we have to step back to see also what is the Lord doing? What is he after, right, in the church, and especially, in the, you know, through his recovery? He has brought us to this point where we need to experience him, enjoy him, express him. We have been brought to the high peak, the highest peak of the truth, to see, you know, God's desire is to make himself man, so that man can be made him, can be made God in life and nature. This is the peak of the peaks, the peak of the peaks. But this is not just, should not be just knowledge and just doctrine, but how such a high peak truth can become subjective to us, experiential to us, reality to us. I don't know about you, within my heart, and I believe within the heart of many of the co-workers, we want to see the reality, right? The reality of all these things that we are hearing, right, concerning Christ, concerning the church, right? All these cannot be just objective words, right? These have to become our experience. We have to enter in. So, dear saints, as we are on the one hand here, we have questions and answer tonight. You know, these questions, we are still somewhat on the level of the outward doings of things. How to handle this? How to address that? I mean, it really exposes our deepest, the deepest need in us. You know, we need to know the Lord. That is the key matter. If you don't know the Lord, you will ask for this, ask for that, how to do this, how to handle that. And there's nothing wrong. I mean, but you are just in the realm of just some methodology and some way. You have not touched the very bottom of the matter. We are short of the knowledge of God. We are short of the knowledge of Christ, right? We need to know him. Amen. I mean, not only the ex-trainees, but also all the saints here. You all love the Lord. You all spend much time this whole weekend, you know, to be with us here. You know, thank the Lord. The Lord gives you this grace to do this. But, you know, you need to go deeper in the Lord. I shared last year about the experience of the altar. I think some of you remember, I'm still enjoying that. I'm still experiencing that, you know, every day. Coming to the altar to present your offerings for sin, for trespasses, for your peace, for meal, for your burnt offering. And I can testify to you, these things are not just routine to me. Every day I do this, it's just like taking a meal. I mean, I need this. I cannot go to the Lord without going through the altars. In fact, just recently, as I told you, I was in Psalms. You know, I was reading Psalm 84, and there the psalmist talk about the two altars, right? The two altars where we can lay our young is the two altars: the burnt offering altar in the outer court, and then the incense altar, the golden altar in the holy place. These are the two altars. The psalmist says, this is where I will make my home. This is where I will raise my young. And, I mean, it's so precious to me. This is our experience of Christ as portrayed in this tabernacle. You have to, this tabernacle has these three layers. From the outer court, you have to go in to the holy place and then eventually go into the Holy of Holies, where there is the ark, And then within the hidden, inside the ark, there are these three elements, right? You have the budding rod, the tablets of the law, and the hidden manna in the golden pot. It was the most deepest, the hidden manna. So our Christian life, I think much of our shortage, our lack is that we are too much just on the surface. We are still very easily satisfied with some enjoyment, with some happiness, you know, and we have to go deeper. First, by experiencing all the sacrifices, right, in the outer court. That outer court speaks of Christ's accomplishment, what he did, right? He accomplished the burnt offering. He died for us, right? He was the he reconciled us. This speaks of what he did. And we have to come to this altar to receive what he did and acknowledge what we are not. We are nothing. He is our everything, right? We take him as the reality of all these offerings. Then we move on to the holy place where you have the showbread table for your supply, you know, as the word to give you the supply. And you have the light, the lamp, right? This lamp must be the spirit. Of course, the word of God is the light, but the word is not the letter word, it's the spirit word. The word that is the spirit gives light. In fact, the spirit, the lamp there, is the divine spirit in our human spirit. Our spirit is the lamp of Jehovah, right? And the spirit also, the Holy Spirit, is the lamp. That's the seven lamps. So we touch the word. We touch the spirit. We also come to the altar to offer incense. What does incense signify? Signifies the resurrection life as a fragrance to be accepted to God the Father. So what we are experiencing in the holy place is what Christ is. In the outer court, we experience what Christ did. His death, his sacrifice. When you enter the holy place, you experience what Christ is. He is my supply, my bread. He is my light, my lamp. He is my acceptance, right? The resurrection life for my acceptance. But then that's not all. You have to still press on to go deeper into the Holy of Holies, the deepest part where you see nothing but just a little box, not very big, just a little box, and hidden inside the box are these three things, right? The tablet, the rod, and the golden pot with manna. All those things are hidden. Where in the outer court, in the holy place, those three items were public. The bread, you can see. The lamb, you can see. The fragrance, you can smell. But when you get into the Holy of Holies, all those things are inside the ark, inside the box, right? What does that box? That is the ark, which is signify the embodiment, Christ as the embodiment of God. Hidden within him are these elements. Actually, those three elements correspond to the three elements in the holy place, right? You have the tablets correspond to the showbread. And then you have the rod, budding rod, correspond to the incense, the resurrection life. And then you have the hidden manna corresponding to the showbread, the bread. And then you have the tablets as the light to correspond to the lamp. So, but those three things are now in the deepest level It's the same thing, but it's in deeper level. So, and here in the holy place, in the Holy of Holies, you see not only just what Christ did, what he accomplished as seen in the outer court, not only what he is for our enjoyment and supply, you now in the Holy of Holies, you see Christ himself. Christ himself. Not just what he is, but God himself under his glory. So as every day as I took this kind of journey, you may call, every day just going through this from the outer court to the holy place, Holy of Holies. This is God's prescription for us. Every day, if you want to experience him, you have to pass through this, take on this pathway, this journey, by experiencing first what he did for us, and then you go on further to experience what he is to us, and then eventually you go on deeper to see God himself. That's it. When you are like this, you know, it doesn't matter. You are in a church where they are all older saints. You know, you are the only young one there, right? You are not trying to find a way out or just how to get around this. But here you are, because you are here touching God himself. He is the way. He is the solution. He puts you there, right? Instead of trying to how to get out, you just enjoy God himself. Amen. Dear saints, then you begin to experience Christ in a deeper level. Mm-hmm. Not just how to, not just to have another kind of a method or way, but now you begin to really experience Christ himself, right? Enjoying Christ himself. You know, these are simple words, right? Triple E, you know, the enjoying, experiencing, expressing Christ. But my, you know, you just take just by looking at this, the layout of the tabernacle, which is God's prescription, God's ordained way, right? The pathway for us to take our Christian journey, our whole life. This is what we are spending our life here. Right. This is where we are spending our whole life, on this pathway. Right? It just goes deeper and deeper, and you know, basically, what our Christian life is about. It's about the Word, it's about the Spirit, it's about the prayer. That's it. This is what your Christian life is about. Take care of these three things: the Word as your supply, the Spirit as the light, as the shining, and the prayer as the resurrection life of Christ as the incense. Every day of our Christian life, we're handling this. Right? This is God's design. This is how he wants us to experience him. And then you go on further. You go on further into the Holy of Holies. Same thing, but just in a more hidden, in a deeper way. So here we are. I just feel, you know, saints, we are so blessed of all people that we are seeing what we are seeing as we are finding ourselves in this present age is going down and down and down, right? And and the Christianity cannot meet God's need. It cannot meet God's need. And here we, the Lord, by his mercy, raised us up to be his people. Now, for a little over 100 years, you know, what are we supposed to do, right? We're here to experience, enjoy, express this Christ. Amen. To be his testimony, amen, right? And this testimony is not just to ourselves, it's to the world, right? The gospel, this is our gospel. This is our truth. You know, this is what we are burdened to speak forth. There is a big charge among us. I don't know, you know, anyone of you feel a little routine now. You've been in church life for 15 years, 20 years, same old thing, just go to conference, come to a meeting, prophesy, just a vicious cycle. Sometimes you just, doing this over and over again. Well, you know, if you don't have a vision, seemingly we're just here repeating this kind of religious duty, routine. But if you see a vision, my, it's glorious. Amen. It's glorious. Amen. This is the purpose of our life. Amen. You know, and you're an engineer, you're a scientist, you're a businessman. My, your life is full of purpose. You know you are here every day taking on your journey. Just, you know, going, passing through the altars, experiencing Christ, the Word, the Spirit, and the prayer. You are being glorified. God is being added to you, right? And this makes our Christian life, our church life, meaningful, right? We are not living a empty life, just routine church life. It get boring sometimes, you know? It's just same old thing, right? But it's not so. It depends on your view, depends on your heart, depends on your, you know, if we treasure these things. As I say, you know, you're just going to the altar to confess your sins. Every day I do this. But I never get tired. I never get, you know, feel this is repetitious. Although I was repeating, but not repetitious, you know. But not repetitious, just repeating. But yet, I know I needed it. I just needed it. And emptying myself, right? And then experiencing Him a little bit more, a little bit more. And this, all these are gradual. These are all not, you don't just get, you know, an overwhelming amount, you know, all of a sudden, you know, everything instantly just change. No, it doesn't happen that way, but just go through this process. Again, I say, next 10 years, brothers and sisters, how about 10 years? Amen. Lord, we give our next 10 years to you.
Amen.
Every day, Lord, help me to go through this journey.
Amen.
Help me to go deeper. Amen. Help me to help deeper. I cannot just try to find methods and try to find, you know, different routes. This is the journey.
Amen.
That God has ordained for us.
Amen.
Right? We just have to keep going on and deeper.
Amen.
It's so rich here. It's so rich.
Yeah.
I mean, it's inexhaustible.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it seems that it's the same thing, but it's a deeper level.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we're handling every day, the Word, the Spirit, and the prayer. This is the main ingredients of our Christian life and our church life. And this is what, you know, bring us into glory, into God Himself. I think that may be more than enough. I think that's, I just stop here. Is it okay?